Houston Texans scratch-off tickets are now available at all participating lottery retailers. Play for a chance to win $100,000 and enter non-winning tickets for your chance to win Texans VIP seats, away game trips, Texans season tickets, and more.
Like a pro right there. This is about trying to find out who wants to make the team.
Welcome back to the show as we continue talking about the exciting news of the day. Of course, Hard Knocks being out here all summer long at training camp. I'm joined by the guy who's going to be kind of handling it all, Ken Rogers, the coordinating producer for NFL Films. Really exciting for this city, exciting for this franchise, the team. But what about for you guys?
It's exciting for us. I think it's more exciting for me to be here than anyone. It's so great to come to a franchise that everyone is interested in. Nationally, we hear from fans all the time wondering what's happening down in Houston. How did they have the turnaround last year? What's with this J.J. Watt? How about Jadeveon Clowney that they drafted? Really, they got Vince Wilfork. Their coaching staff, Coach O'Brien coming from Penn State and the Patriots. There's so many interesting storylines that we hear from fans all the time. Why don't you do the Texans? And we're so thrilled to actually be able to say that we're now doing training camp with the Houston Texans for Hard Knocks.
What's interesting, though, is you just throw out all those storylines, the things the fans want to hear, and I'm sure, and you talked about it a little bit, you come in here with some ideas for some storylines, but you don't want preconceived notions, as you termed it.
No, I mean, I can tell you a lot of people are probably tuning in expecting the J.J. Watt show, and while J.J. is going to be certainly a storyline we'll look at because he's in many ways the face of the league, there are 89 other storylines down in that locker room. All 90 players are players that we're interested in featuring if their story is compelling enough for a national audience. This show is built on characters that you don't know about until you watch the show. You might tune in to see all of those high-profile names, but you're going to fall in love with some undrafted rookies who are trying to get a job, keep a job, impress their bosses, things that we all do in our daily lives. It's real empathetic feeling when you watch the show and realize NFL players are just like me and you. They're really not all that different. They work really hard to get and keep a job, and I think that's the secret of the show.
Well, and that's just kind of it. I mean, this is obviously a football show. You guys have been doing this for a long time, long before most reality shows even started. But it is it's about storytelling, and it's about individuals, not so much about football.
Yes. We actually have a very large audience of non-football fans that are watching HBO, and they're watching Game of Thrones, and on comes this show about NFL training camp. And they're not football fans, but they get caught up into the drama and the characters and the storylines. If we started discussing what route people were going to run against the Colts, only football fans would be interested. And there are plenty of shows that do those sort of X's and O's programming. We do many of them. This show is about personalities. It's about the big picture, about an organization and a team trying to come together in one uniform goal, and that's to win the Super Bowl. So you don't have to be a football fan to enjoy this show. In fact, most people who enjoy this show are non-football fans or casual football fans because they love the characters involved.
Well, Ken, we appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you out here all summer. In the meantime, let's see what the early returns on what the players are thinking about Hard Knocks are.
We'll use this as an opportunity to show the world what our team is about, the hardworking guys that we have, some of the great personalities that we have on our team. It's happening, so we'll handle it.
It'll be interesting, but, you know, it's obviously good publicity and a good chance for us to, you know, show what kind of organization we are. You know, most importantly, we got to get to work and, you know, not make it a distraction.
You know what? I think it's great for fans to see the type of organization we are, the type of team that we have. I've been on five teams. I can say without question that this is one of the hardest working teams I've been on. Guys are staying after doing extra on their own. No one's asking them to do that. We have a lot of good leaders on this team. So I think, you know, we'll be able to showcase that. And as far as me, I think you try to go about your business and do what you do would normally do and try to pretend the cameras aren't there. So, for me, it kind of falls in the category of control what you can. You know, we can't control, that's going to be in here. All we can do is kind of show the league and you know, really the country what this team's all about.
We're all professionals first and foremost, and we know what's important here, and that's to win. So we're all, like I said, going about it business as usual, doing what needs to be done to do our jobs on a daily basis and to win football games and just try to ignore the cameras as much as possible. I think that's our biggest point. I think
I'm a fan of watching it, you know. not really sure how it's gonna be once, you know, the cameras and stuff around. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about us, you know, getting better in training camp. After a couple of days, I'm sure we won't even notice it, especially at a week or two in the camp. You know, when it get into the dog days of camp, I'm sure we'll be like zombies walking around here, and I'm sure the camera won't bother us. But like I said, we going into camp, man, our only focus is to get better and to get ready for the season. You know, we have a pretty tough schedule coming up, so for us, we, like I said, we just want to get better and going into camp.
Should be a very interesting summer. We are all definitely looking forward to that, but we do have to take another time out here on the show. Don't go away. When we come back, I'll be joined by the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, and we will talk OTAs, organized team activities. Stay with us.